thousands of women taking part in some unexpected training in Iran. They're learning how to be ninja fighters. They say they'll use their martial arts skills to defend their country if it is necessary. CNN's international investigator Azadeh Ansari takes us globe trekking. Now, Azadeh, tell us about this school in Tehran. The video is interesting. I mean, they are acrobatic. They're serious.
They are not messing around.
Right.
The school started in 1989.
Okay.
And there are about 3,500 women that are officially in training for Japanese ninjutsu. And you can see them here. This is a segment that ran on the Iranian state-run channel Press TV. And ever since this segment recently ran, it got a lot of buzz online. And these women, look, you can see them doing
their...
Can we hear them?
Let's listen. Wow, don't mess with them.
Well, you can see them. They're showing off their techniques and in all their...
Is this unusual in Iran?
It's not unusual, but it is gaining a lot of traction and a lot of popularity, Don, especially among the women. Why is that? Because it appeals to them. It's a form of self-empowerment in a country where they feel like their personal expressions are limited. And so it's a sport. And women are really taking to it. And you can, in age, they do, and they have students as young as 5 up to 56 years old.
I can't get enough of this video, seriously. When they say if they have to defend their country, they will.
Well, I mean, they're not doing this, not a state-run thing.
Yeah.
Right, they're not in the army, but it's more of a personal choice that they do to take this on as an recreational activity, but possibly.
Wow. Okay. I'll stop looking at the video. I think it's so cool. I could watch that video all day. But this is going to be a great video, too. Rio de Janeiro.
Undisputably.
Carnival underway.